Another lesson for our construction engineering drawing class will be getting familiar to a new tool used in the design field. So today we are going to continue learning about the different softwares used in the engineering architecture field. I will be introducing you a new program so you can learn to design your own structures. A structure can be a building, machines, houses, or man-made objects. Before we go deep into the content for today's class, I'd like to ask you to think about if you had the power to design your own house, which I think you do, what would it look like? Please think about the different dimensions, how many rooms you would like it to have, how many bathrooms, would it be an apartment, if so, would you want a balcony, how many windows would you like to have, or where would these windows be placed? These are some features I'd like you to think about it, and please sketch it in your notebook. The main reason why I'm asking you these questions is because I am going to introduce you to Revit, or BMI, which stands for Building Information Modeling, and Revit is a software. So going back to the question about designing your own house, Revit can help you design it. As we have seen in our previous class, AutoCAD can teach us to design different structures, but what about if there was an easier and faster way to do so? In order to do this, we need to make it more realistic by using Revit. Revit and AutoCAD are part of Autodesk, so you can download them for free using your student email. That being said, Revit is a building information modeling software used for architects, structural engineers, mechanical engineers, and others. So one of our main objectives for this class is to identify the importance of Revit in engineering architectural drafting, as well as showing you the different techniques that will enable you to design your own building or structure. But we will also recall the different approaches used in construction drafting, such as the ones we perform in AutoCAD to complete different design projects. For this part of the course, you will be required to bring a flash drive for the performance of these activities, so you could save your work. However, if you do not have one and are not able to get one, please let me know so I can get one for you. On the other hand, I am going to ask you to open Revit on your computer and click New, and then choose Architecture Template. After this, press OK. Now take a look at the screen in your computer, and I would like to know if you notice any similarities from Revit and AutoCAD. Please think about these similarities of these softwares and write it on your notebook. You will see that the layout of your screen looks like AutoCAD, almost identical, right? When we are here, we can see on the top part of the screen that there are different features such as walls, massing and side, doors, windows, components, and families, and others. We're going to focus on one or two features per class in order to make the most out of these features on Revit.